Welcome, thanks for checking out episode 4 of the Check Engine Light podcast. As always, I am Jim, joined by Marty.
What up, what up?
And of course, Randy.
What's up?
We're here to determine if your ride is the tits or the shits. Much love for all of the feedback on episodes 1 through 3. We're going to keep doing them as long as you guys keep wanting them. So let's get into it this week. Start you off with a non-conventional. I was out shopping and I found a twinsie, a police interceptor twinsie.
Would put this up for the first one, wouldn't you?
And I had to park next to it and go out, get out and take a picture.
So are you on the left or the right?
Mine's on the right.
There you go. Oh, you have the little lights.
Yeah.
Or maybe the spots where lights used to be, but yeah, that's nice.
No, I have mine spun backward because it looks better.
Yeah, I like the look when they spin them backwards. I think that's a little bit more classy.
Yeah, but I was hoping that he would come out before my chick came out and we could have been besties, you know?
you could have touched donuts?
Yeah, exactly. I wanted to be like, hey, like, fucking nice ride, bro.
And then he walks up to you, he's like, you back the blue too? And you're like, nah, I don't.
Actually, fuck 12, but... yeah, so I just wanted to share that.
You're such a fucking interceptor nerd.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I'm 1000% an interceptor nerd. I wanted to tell a guy, like, hey, you should join our group on Facebook.
Let me leave a business card.
He might not be into it, though. You know, he could just be a dude who's like, oh, I just got this thing. I don't really. I'm not, like, into him.
This is actually like my grandma's.
Yeah, my dad bought me this. He said if I wanted something better, I'd have to pay for it.
Shit. That's a great fucking car to get. Shit. But yeah, I'm a member of any community. Even when I had like a Panther Body Ford, I was in a Panther Body group. Like, you should be passionate about whatever it is you have.
Did you ever visit that Instagram thing I sent you? Where it's like a performance shop that just works on Panther bodies?
Oh, that's awesome, though.
Yeah, they're all, like, turboed, or, like, they have, like, 6-speed swaps, and, like, that shit made me want to get a Panther body. Like, I'm like, shit, now I want to go get myself a fucking Interceptor, or whatever the hell they're called.
I mean, you get an Interceptor, yeah. The Interceptor for the Panther body is not as robust as the police Interceptor utilities are, but as far as, I mean, they have some shit they've had. Stiffer suspension, good, higher quality cooling system and shit, but
bigger alternator and stuff like that.
That was taking a car they already made and making it a police vehicle. I mean, they already made an Explorer as well, but they really put a lot into making it for police. That's why you see almost everybody has the utilities and shit. Either that or the sedan, you know, these days.
Even, in the town that I work in, they have police Interceptor F-150s, four-door.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, okay, that looks kind of nice. I like the way that looks.
Yeah. It probably got a lot of crazy features as well.
Are we going to have to give this a shits or tits, or is it going to beat us?
Well, it's obviously tits, and if you said it was shits, yeah, it wouldn't. Mace you and fucking jail you.
We'll just remove you from the show.
I just wanted to be like, oh, I fucking found a friend.
Okay.
So, over to Marty. Start us off here.
Let me start you guys off with this little ditty.
This little ditty. Titty?
Little ditty.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Buick Riata?
It's a Buick Riata. This one is actually for sale. It has 79,000 original miles.
Beautiful.
I love Buick Riatas. They're fucking cool. Those rims are a little bit...
Yeah, they're BBS. I like them.
Yeah. I don't know if they fit for me with the style, but
I'll
they're
say
not
I'm
terrible.
Not a fan of them, but, you know.
I'm actually a fan of them. It just needs more low. That's all I'm going to say. And a spoiler. Maybe a ducktail spoiler.
Oh, come on. Now you're just trying to give me you're just trying to tantalize me.
He's like, now that you mention it.
it would make it better. Just a little low and a little ducktail, and it'd just be, you know, hella sense.
Yeah. I love Riatas. All those Buicks with the 3800 in them. Fucking great. They need to do something cool again. Buick. They don't do anything cool these days. They have a car named the LaCrosse. What the fuck?
I think all the Buicks that we're getting here aren't like American Buicks anymore. They're just rebadged Vauxhalls or Opals or whatever the hell brand it's from.
Dude, they don't even make a Riviera anymore. That's fucking sad.
Right.
Or, oh, that would be cool. What happened to Oldsmobile, too? Wait, they probably died along with Pontiac.
They killed all those lines.
Yeah, they did. They killed Oldsmobile and Pontiac at the same time.
Sad, sad day, y'all. Sad, sad day. Rest in peace, my sweet Prince Pontiac.
Yeah, dude. But this bitch, pop-up headlights, dude, two-door. Come on, man.
Yeah, you don't... They don't make, obscure cars like this anymore. They're kind of just like... I hate, like, this whole car-by-committee approach that they have now. You know, they just ask five people, oh, what do you think of this, or how does this look? And, nah, I don't like that anymore.
It's got to fit my 17 kids in it, so I'm not going to buy it.
Does it have 16 cup holders?
All you got to say is Buick LaCrosse. God, that's like the worst name car.
They are comfortable rides, though.
They also have Buick Lucerne.
That's at least something else, dude. Like, naming a car after a sport that rich white cunts play.
Fuck. And it's not even a sporty car.
Well, that too. Buick has lost its way, but this Buick Riata is fucking rad.
So, what are you giving it, Jim?
Tits.
Yeah, I'm giving it a tits. Randy, deciding factor?
Well, I want to be different, but I also think this one's tits.
There we go. Good start.
Buick Riata. Tits, indeed.
For the win.
There you go. All tits out of the gate. What do you got, Randall?
Well, this one's a little different. A little special. They actually figured out how to stop these cars from rolling over, so I commend them on that.
It's called a rugged Robin.
Yeah.
It's got guns on the top. Imagine it being a military that had Reliant Robins. It's just a fucking, that's what UK militias
drive. The French? I feel like Frenchies would drive this. Throwing baguettes at people.
These things are made in England, I'm pretty sure, though.
Hey, they have one of those guns that people would piss in to kind of cool it off when they didn't have any water. Oh, I forgot the name of that gun.
Why would you do this? Why would you do this?
I mean, I think the guns are overkill, but they fit with the half track. Which I think they were just trying to stop it from flipping, man.
They got the roll bar there, and then they've got the post sticking up in the front. So that's what you're going to be landing on when you roll this thing. Because let's face it, it's a Reliant Robin. You will be rolling.
I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of weight there that's going to hold it in place.
I think there is. Those tracks give it a wider stance, too.
I think the tracks are going to make it so slow that it's probably hard to roll.
Although, I want to say I was reading and it has a top speed of like 50 miles an hour or something stupid like that.
I'm going to say a standard Reliant Robin, if the wind blows that fucker, I'll tip over. What a terrible idea for a car.
Make a three-wheeler, but with the front in the front.
Yeah, they're terrible. One of the best things ever on Top Gear was that Reliant Robin episode where Clarkson's just out rolling it all over the place.
Did you know that he got, I don't know if you knew this, but he got like a lot of hate mail from like the Reliant Robin fan club because that car was actually engineered to roll over that much. Like in that segment, they engineered it to roll that much.
Oh, I mean, well, dude, those things are, and then too, those letters were written in crayon, I'm sure. Reliant Robin community. Ugh.
Good lord.
There's a club of guys that get together and they pull out their Reliant Robins for the weekend and then they just take them. My god.
They just roll their asses.
They take them down to the beach so they have a nice roll in the sand.
Oh my god, I'm gonna have to give this a shit, fellas. I don't like this.
Randy?
I think it's kind of tits for the simple fact that they solved the rolling issue.
With the guns.
I mean, you could take those off. It'd still be
as,
cool.
As UK as that car is, it's so America right now because they added guns to it.
Yeah, are you sure this wasn't bought by somebody in America?
I don't believe it was.
It was probably made by somebody in America. America.
That's probably accurate.
What's the rest of the shit going on back there? That's kind of crazy. So, I don't know. What do you got, Randy?
I'm going to say tits.
Gonna say tits. I'm gonna go with Barney on this one. I gotta go for the shits. Yeah, that's shits.
It was kind of expected.
Yeah, that. Yeah, I don't know. It could have gone either way. It's a Reliant Robin.
Yeah. Last week on the show, a surprise new segment that I had no idea we needed in our lives: tailgate of the week. That will be a thing. I have tailgates to last us for probably 15 episodes. So. Let me start you off. Tailgate of the week. We have Christ in arm wrestling battle with Satan.
Oh my God! And what does it like say? God's prosperity.
No, God's property.
Yeah. Oh, property.
It's Billy Mitchell dressed as Christ wrestling. wrestling Satan.
But that Satan looks, oh my god, he looks so weird. He has like two fucking bugles for horns.
It's like they painted it on. They're like, fuck, I forgot the horns. I don't have any room to put them on.
Put bugles, dude. Oh, fucking bugles.
Motherfucker got two cheddar cheese bugles on his head.
And I love how the LED strip only works on God's side and not the devil's side on the bottom of the tent.
Yeah, dude. Last time somebody had that many bugles attached to their head, it was the guitar player of fucking Mudvayne. You remember that? He legit had bugles fucking glued to his face.
Fucking Redmond.
Oh, what is going on with this spoiler? And
I was just going to say that. It came off like a Mitsubishi Eclipse.
It didn't even fit. It's not even wide enough, and it's one of those double spoilers, and I hate those. They look fucking awful.
Oh, my God. Just everything's so bad. Tailgate of the week. You topped my man baby tailgate from last week.
That's debatable. I was asking fucking Randy the other day. I was like, do we want to do a whole tailgate special? Because we could.
That would be great. I think that would be a tailgate special.
I'm fucking totally into that.
But then we'd blow our load and we wouldn't have any more tailgates. So
yeah,
although you have some people on the streets.
Yes, I do. I have people on the streets. I have people working, looking for tailgates. So I'm going to get some tailgates too.
Is it your fellow Hispanics, man? The Latinx who are fucking doing this shit or what?
Yes, it is. I'm not gonna deny that, but they they have to have a picture of their truck on their truck to establish that that's their truck, that they like their truck.
It's like you'll get it lost otherwise walking through a parking lot. Oh, there it is.
There's my truck. There we go. Oh my god. I don't know. I would never do this to a truck, and this was a fad that died a long time ago, and I wish it would come back. You know what I mean? I wish it would come back just for like so I can get my laughs. Just for my own personal entertainment, I wish this fad would come back.
It's fucking
I learned
great.
How to airbrush.
I yeah, maybe.
If Billy Mitchell Christ knows over the top, he could end this fucking thing.
He just needs flip his hat backwards and he's going to win.
Exactly.
Just like, never stand a chance.
You don't have a prayer in Vegas. You hawk? I'm the smasher.
The guy with the suspenders. Yeah, you hawk, fucking hawk wrestling, arm wrestling the devil over there. Jesus Christ.
But that's Billy Mitchell, dude. Like, I don't know. To the people who haven't seen The King of Kong, that is Billy Mitchell as Christ right there. Perfect.
That's a guy from the band Los Bukis. I don't believe you guys know who that is, but that's Marco Antonio Solis. That's Marco Antonio Salis right there. He looks exactly like him.
Holy shit. The Dayton kind of looks like Dwayne The Rock Johnson with prosthetics and bugles.
With teeth? Just look at, oh my god.
A hell of an underbite.
A mouth. I was going to say,
like fucking Terry Crews with an overbite.
The Beavis ass looking devil over here. Jesus Christ.
Oh my god, that spoiler is just the fucking worst, man.
It's hurting. Are we giving tailgates tits or shits, or they're all going to be shits?
Well, you know, it's whether let the chips fall where they may. But I think we should definitely rate them. They're all going to be shits, pretty much, yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna start us off with a big shits. Oh yeah. My god.
Oh man.
Maybe if the devil looked different.
You know, because like I love 70s vans. I grew up, my father had a 70s van that won World of Wheels one year. You know, you're old if you fucking remember World of Wheels, but I love 70s vans, especially if they have like a fucking wizard or something on the side. So I feel like there could be a tailgate that I get behind. These people just have real stupid white trash ideas.
Oh my god. What about you, Randy? I know the white trash in you is
reaching, dude, this is just so hard.
Let's send it over to a resident white trash expert.
I just can't tell which pant leg that the shit rolls out of. It's fucking shit, dude.
Yeah.
Like, it's like two fucking midgets. Look at their arms, dude. Their heads are so fucking big compared to their bodies.
Yeah.
No offense to midgets. I mean,
demonetized again.
Yeah, demonetized every week. Oh shit! So you go, Christ, Billy Mitchell, Christ versus Satan tailgate is all shits. So, what do you got for us, Mark?
I have something American, as American as you can possibly get, maybe. I have some sort of Ford wooden panel wagon on a Ford dually platform.
Looks to be a country squire.
Yeah. And look at the top of that vehicle.
Merca.
I love wagons. And I love trucks. You put them together. You know, I'm going to blow a wagony, trucky load.
Oh, man. I just like the white trash coming off of this, man.
Mm. Oh, yeah, this definitely smells like Marlboro Lights and Skoll. Maybe there's a little bit of Mountain Dew in the back. Some Bush. Maybe some Budweiser if he's feeling frisky.
The man who drives this car was related to his first wife. Yeah, we made a family reunion down there. And, they get excited for the family reunion every year. There's a fresh batch of pussy.
I like how he has the hula girl on there. You can notice that there's a hula girl on his dash.
You could probably tow the fuck out of shit with this thing, then. That's cool. I don't see a hitch, but I'm sure there's one there. The giant American flag is something else, dude.
That fucking kills it, man.
Yeah, it doesn't really help, does it?
The wood paneling on the side is, like, really nicely textured. Like, that's all... It looks like it's all paint.
Yeah, I think it
would
is
it, paint. Would a Confederate flag help?
I'm surprised it doesn't have one. Like, I'm surprised it doesn't.
I don't think it would help, but it would definitely fit this to a T.
Yeah.
I think the theme a little better.
Maybe they photoshopped that American flag on there, not to offend anybody online.
They put it over the Confederate flag that is actually on it.
Yeah.
I like where you're thinking there. Yeah.
You know, right now, you know, during after November's primary, they'll decide what sticker to leave on. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you see fuckers rocking those things down there in Tahoe?
The Confederate flags?
Mm.
Yeah, I see a lot of Hispanic people rocking that shit, too. Like, dude, the shit is, like, so much self-hate. But I don't want to get into that topic right now. That is a hot topic right now. And not the good Hot Topic filled with goth freaks.
No, and not the Hot Topic that's great for picking up chicks with daddy issues.
Future strippers.
Yeah. Looking for long sleeve shirts to cover up all the cuts on their arms.
You know, with the thumb holes and the stripes.
Yes.
So what are we going to give this, fellas? I'm gonna let Jim start us off on this one.
Yeah, dude, I'm with you on the wagons are awesome. Cars up on four-wheel drive bodies are awesome. So, dude, this is tits for me.
Randy?
I'm still on the fence because of that flag. Like, I don't know, maybe if they just draped it over top of the car. You know how they do, like, a veteran's ceremony? They drape it over the casket. Maybe they're planning on burying this fucking thing. I don't know, man. I think it's shit.
You're not on the fence. You're on the border wall with this one.
I need to go take pictures of that for you guys. I'm, like, right down the street. I'm going to give this a shit. I mean, no. I'm giving it a tits. You almost messed me up on that, Randy.
With your negativity.
Just spewing.
Two tits and one shit.
With your negative ass. So you go, man. Tits on the dually wagon. That's great, man. I like that.
I would drive that.
Fuck yeah, dude. You could tow all kinds of shit with it. You lose your fifth wheel ability, but... You know,
unless... Still. I mean, you can make... Okay, we're gonna get too into this vehicle. What's next?
take out the rear window and put a fifth wheel in there?
Yeah, you could probably do that or pull
the tailgate down.
That too.
There you go. What do you got, Randall?
This thing right here was on an auction here locally. try to get this fucker through here.
Okay. This is a great podcaster, by the way. There we go.
What
it's a Ford Thunderbird? Question mark.
Okay. Oh God. The side broke. I was like, oh, it's an old Thunderbird. No, this is like the early 90s Thunderbird. You can see it totally.
What the fuck is
Dude with the fucking Sylvester Stallone Cobra rims, dude.
I was just thinking about that movie. That movie has so much product placement in it. He like sips fucking a Corona or like a Pepsi right before he kills somebody.
Cobra's great. That car is dope too.
Yeah, that car was good, that Mercury.
This is something else. So they're taking a new age Thunderbird and gone for retro styling on it. Oh man, I don't know. Oh, another one of my kinks, dude. Mirrors on the hood.
Barely.
That doesn't even help. Like, that just makes it look worse. What are you talking about?
I don't know about this car, but in general, like, I love hood mirrors on the hood of Japanese cars. You know?
Like, okay, I saw the back, right? He sent the first picture of the rear, and I was like, what? Right? And then he sent the picture of just the front, and I was like, really okay, sweet. Shit, now we're talking. Like, you know what I mean? Like, okay. And then he sent the rest of the pictures, and I want to die. I want to die. This car makes me want to die.
It looks fucking weird on the side, because that body style has no real lines to speak of. So they tried to add one coming off the taillight, which I appreciate, but... That's something else. How much did it go for? Do you know, or what was it at?
I saw this and I just completely skipped right past because I didn't want to know anything else about this piece of shit.
They were paying the auction to take it.
Somebody put a lot of fucking work and money into that, you know? That's the thing I love about a lot of these weird custom cars we look at on this show is somebody took a lot of time and a lot of money on some of these things to realize just terrible ideas.
Why? I would run this over with that big diesel wagon that I just put up.
I don't know, dude. I'm just... The rear end is a little bland. They got the taillights, but there's nothing else there to really kind of break it up.
Yeah, it's real bland.
I thought it was like a couch or something, like one of those retro style. Like, you know how they sell sometimes where they have like the tailgates of the trucks and you can like, it's a couch? Like, I thought it was that. Nah, this is...
There are no reverse lights on the rear. So I guess go fuck yourself with that.
No redeeming qualities of this car. Except for the front.
I'll say the front looks dope.
Yeah. It's something else, dude. I'm kind of at a loss for words on it, honestly.
when you have Jim like lost for words, you know it's bad. When Jim's like, I don't know, like
fucking Cobra wheels. Oh boy, who wants to start us off, man?
I'm gonna start us off. That's a piece of shit. Fuck, nasty. Get it the fuck off the screen.
Well, I'm going to disagree with you. I think it's tits, dude. I do. I like the front end. I like the Cobra wheels. I like the mirrors on the hood. I just kind of like it, man. It's, I don't know, something about it I like.
How high are you right now?
Yes. Quite. Yeah, yes.
On the number of, on a scale of 1 to 10, how high are you? B.
What number? Alphabet.
Yeah. Well, I recorded another podcast about 10 hours ago, and I was baking for that. I was baking at like 7 this morning, so.
Bacon? Slow like, roasting. Like hog? Or like...
My brain, dude. Oh.
The only bacon I know is honey. Cookies.
Jesus Christ.
No, it's baking my mind, man.
Yeah, as far as the deciding factor, the front is pretty sweet. The Cobra wheels are dope, but the rest of the car is the fucking shit smear on the toilet. So
you gotta grab the brush and water and scrub that fucker off real quick.
Yeah, no, fuck that. That's horrible.
Well, I was alone on Tits Island with it. I'm curious, man, if you can, you know, remember, maybe give us an update on. On what that bitch sold for, because that's
something. Yeah.
My guess, $500.
Probably less. Jesus Christ. I wouldn't pay that much.
That is something else. What do you think about this? This is a... I don't really know what the fuck's going on with this one. It's a GM truck van combo thing?
Maybe. So I think they got the van and they put the truck parts on it.
That would be my guess. Because
that's how the frame looks, you know, like the wheel, the spacing of the wheels from each other.
You would think, but dude, GM never released something with those fucking doors. Look at the shape of that door on there.
Oh yeah, that's fucking terrible.
Yeah, but it looked like he cut it.
Oh, they took the van, that's they the put point. the front clip of the pickup on there too.
Yeah. What? It's a 4x4, 4x4.
If it was one of those GMC vans, they did have a very similar front end to those Chevys, so...
You can tell it's grafted on just due to the shape of that door.
Goodness.
Yeah.
That's a like terrible door.
It's a terrible line. I guess they were just like, well, fuck it, we can't, you know, do it around. They don't have the skill to do it around.
But how are you supposed to, like, get into that and say, oh, you're not even... Okay, I see how that is. Cause look where the steering wheel is. It's like halfway. It's
the middle of the door.
Yeah.
So you think you're sitting kind of like back in that other?
Yeah,
area?
You're probably sitting in the other area.
It's like started off as like a given idea, and as they got into it, you could tell they ran into roadblocks and problems, and just had to be like,
fuck it.
I think this project started with them being, you know, waking up early in the morning and like starting and getting everything going, and then like, hey, let's go get a 12-pack, and then that 12-pack turned into a keg, and they just completely destroyed the rest of the project.
Good lord,
it's something else, dude. It's definitely something else.
I think it probably would have been better if they would have put the truck bed on the van versus. The van on top of
truck. Episode one, we had a van. We had a van that got turned into a truck, and that worked because they got the van. Like you're saying, they turned the van into the truck.
Yeah, because they just chopped the top off. I'm talking about literally placing the box on the van.
That extended cab's from the pickup too, right?
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah.
So what the fuck is from a van?
Nothing, I think it's really. Just the front. No, nothing
from the middle of the doors. To the front and then just, from the wheel up.
You just get that van, you know, motor in the side of the vehicle, the doghouse kind of motor.
I always liked the name of that one van, the Vandura.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Kind of van you drive, a Vandura?
Yeah. My father's van that won World of Wheels is a 76 GMC delivery van. Like the super short style, you know? No windows in the back at all.
Do you have any pictures of it?
Oh, I could probably find some. I could probably get the old man to send some. It's pretty sweet, dude.
That'd be cool. Maybe
for it was Grim Reaper themed.
No wonder you that's your name.
Indeed, Grim Reaper. Yeah. This thing is something else. I don't know why you would come up with this. Yeah, noticing where that wheel is. I don't know. I think you still sit in that front part.
Nah, I think you sit in the back part. Like,
you have some really fucking long legs if you did, though.
Get that angle where the top of the cabin meets the front clip. It's just bizarre.
I hate that. Okay, I give them. I mean, I like the idea, but the execution's not there.
The overall look is cool. I almost would be down for GM or somebody making a pickup that had that, you know, the motor sitting back farther. Their vans still have that or what?
Yeah, I think.
I mean, they do, right? Those big vans. I know Ford. Is it Ford who makes one where it has like a normal kind of hood on it?
No, I think the only van that has like the normal hood and people hate it is the Nissan ones.
Yeah, as far as like a full size van, right?
Yeah. I want to vote on this. I'm gonna let you start because I feel like you're the most undecisive one.
You meant me, right?
No. When I say you, I meant Jim because he doesn't know what he's gonna say on this one.
Oh, I do. I'm gonna say it's tits. I like it, dude. I like how it looks. I think that the look of it is cool. Having the no front end shit, I think it looks cool on a pickup to have no front end.
So yeah. Right now I have this picture kind of far away. Like, I'm going to say it's like 2 feet away because I have my phone put down from where pictures.
Are you squinting also?
And I want to give it a tits from this far, but when I get closer to it, I want to give it a shits. So, yeah. I mean, I'm...
It's like a Picasso.
I'm going to give it a tits. I like it. I like the idea. I'm going to give it a tits simply on the idea, but the execution could have been better.
There you go.
I guess I like really it. The only issue I have it is the fucking the cut for the door.
Yeah, it's so bad. But that can be fixed.
But other than that, I think it's tits as well.
How strong do you think that little tiny piece under the door there is going to be? You think, you know, is there some bracing in there? Or is it just fucking...
I would fucking hope so. Jesus Christ. I
think almost cut through that shit. And that part is fucking whack, but... I can't believe we got 3 tits for that.
I'm going to send one.
Like that bitch in Total Recall. It's 3 tits.
I feel like the director had to push so hard for those 3 tits. Just to show it. Like, you know what? What are we going to do with this 3 titty prosthetic?
He was going to not do the film. 3 tits or nothing. God damn it. That was his like line in the sand. This, oh no, another one of these, dude.
Hey, you sent one last time, and I'm like, hey, I see this one. I'm going to send it.
$28,000.
This one is better executed, though. I think it has a line.
It does at least come to the edge of the hood.
Yes.
Versus the other one.
Not really the way I would want it to. I'd want that curve of the old style to be like flush with the front or something.
Seamless.
Like, yeah, but that's straight up to it.
Like usually look.
That's true. They usually do have them back like this.
I just hate that they still incorporated that like plastic piece on the bottom of the bumper too.
Yeah. You could have done a different grill with this. Like, why wouldn't you do a chrome billet grill?
Yeah. And those were all the rage in the early 2000s too. I do like those rims though, the Mach 1 rims.
Yeah. Hey, he's going to question, though, is this an improvement over a regular 48 Ford's look? And it's not.
No.
No, that's not what it means.
So I don't think any of these are. And he wants $27,995.
That's at a dealership, it looks like.
Yeah.
That's probably why.
$27,995.
I almost wish you had more pictures of this. That's 5 of 21. I'd be interested. I mean, the rest of it looks like it's just a standard 48.
I was looking for more pictures, but I only found this picture.
I just don't know, man. Like, why would you do it? Like, what drives somebody to do this?
Well, I mean, this is the same question that we, like... I'd rather drive this than that Thunderbird that you guys voted tits for before.
Only I voted tits on that.
I thought Randy voted tits.
No. That was shit.
Yeah.
This is something else, though. Yeah. At least looks to be well done. I guess I'll give it that. You know, I don't know. I don't really have a lot more to say about it.
Well, it looks like they did a good job.
I wouldn't go that far.
It just doesn't look right, you know? Something about it just doesn't look right. But I don't know. I don't have much anything else. You guys got anything else?
I don't have anything else. I'm ready to vote, and I'm going to start us off with the shits.
Marty with the shits. What about Randy?
I fucking not a big Ford fan, as you guys may have guessed. Mm-hmm. But I do love these trucks, and I think they just fucking destroyed it. That is blasphemy.
I thought you were going to vote tits for a second, but that scared me.
Well, the truck itself is tits, but that front clip is fucking shit.
Yeah.
It's not even, if you wanted to pick like a newer Ford front end, I would have went for the early 90s Ford front end, maybe.
Like this.
This is like mid to late 90s, early 2000s.
No, like the early, late 80s, early 90s. They have the kind of the. Although these ones were pretty cool looking.
Very bland.
I like that during this time, they had. Ford was kind of outlandish with their trucks. They had the Lightning. They had the Harley Davidsons, which were also supercharged, and those were. I mean, those are pretty still nice trucks.
Yeah. Before I bought my my Sonoma, I looked at a Harley-Davidson Ford. I was like, do I really want to buy this? There's a two-wheel drive one, too, you know, sat really low. Wonder if I could have, should have got it.
You should have.
So you guys have two shits. I guess it doesn't matter for me. I want to say tits. I really do. But I just don't think it's there. It just... It doesn't look like it belongs, and I think that's the goal of something like this should be.
Yeah, absolutely.
This should look right, and it just doesn't. It looks fucked, you know? So, I guess I'm going to go shits. Reluctantly, I'll say shits.
There we go. Triple shits.
Triple shits.
Some guy paid $28,000 for that thing and thinks it's awesome.
What a fucking sucker.
Oh, dude, so, brief update. Yesterday after we posted to YouTube, I sent that dude on my friends list, Sherman, the guy with the Mazda Speed 3.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, if you get a chance, go to the 30-minute mark of this. And I never got a response. He looked at it, so I don't know if he did or not. But either he did and he's mad about it, or he hasn't. I have no idea. He saw the message.
The guy named Sherman, I think he's mad.
You know, he's actually not a dude I've met. He's one of those Facebook friends you just kind of get.
Yeah.
And I don't really know him, so whatever. No loss there if he's mad.
Are you going to tell him to come listen to this at the 45-minute mark?
Yeah. Listen to the newest episode about 30 minutes and I bury you.
Tell you to go fuck yourself.
No, I'm not saying to go fuck yourself.
I'm saying go fuck yourself.
I'll delete anybody on Facebook. I've deleted my mother on Facebook about like 3 times.
You keep adding her back?
Yeah, eventually I add her back because I feel bad. Because, yeah, she's my mom. I love her, but she's fucking ignorant, you know? on Facebook. Yeah. I delete people on Facebook all the time. They'll message me like, dude, you deleted me? I'm like, hey, you know. Sometimes I just delete like 20 people randomly. Fuck you.
How insecure do you have to be to message somebody and ask them if they deleted you?
Yeah.
Like how like stuck in with Facebook do you have to be? You know, like I feel like it's still a big popularity contest on there.
Well, people will, you know, send me a request, and I'm like, I don't even remember why I delete people. Sometimes I'll delete people for the stupidest reasons ever, because I'm an angry ass old man.
This person checked into the Arby's that I don't like to go. I'm going to delete them.
Like, we're coming home today. I picked up the chick from work, and there's these kids just kind of like, just having a good time, frolicking and jumping on their fucking trampoline a couple houses over. Yeah. And I'm just like, ugh.
Which,
Randy knows he plays a lot of Xbox. He knows that I do the. Ugh. Like, you're such an asshole. Like,
those kids are doing literally nothing to you. Like
they're being very loud.
But it's not like they live kids. In the store.
They're disturbing the peace.
Damn you and your fucking youth.
Exactly. Yeah. Are you not aware that the world is on fire right now?
Speaking of youth, do we all have submissions for Batmobile of the Week, or is that just
I don't.
Me? How do you not have a submission for Batmobile of the Week?
I knew you'd have one. So,
what about our resident Batman analyst? Or
I don't like. I don't want him to bring a Batmobile of the Week. I love that me or you bring a Batmobile of the Week.
If he's just like
to piss him off.
Okay. Well, I got this one.
We're doing it now.
I'm sending it over because I've been wanting to show it.
Oh, dude.
This was a fan submission. I'm going to give a shout out to Jerry. I'm going to shout him out on this one. He submitted this one to me just today. And thank you because I had forgotten to look for a Batmobile of the Week.
So fucking bad. It's like the worst one yet.
I like.
What happened?
Dude, it's a fucking Grand Am.
Yeah, it's a Grand Am, dude. It's an SE, though.
You know, Jerry.
So. Dude, it's an SE, so, I mean, it's pretty nice. It's pretty high trim level.
I like the top. Look at the top.
Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na, math man.
Why does it look like they just put a fucking lawn chair on top?
Why would you fuck with the top? Why wouldn't you just leave it alone?
Maybe it was like a rollover, and they just like, you know what? We're going to turn this into a Batmobile.
Like, Grand Am, you can't roll those things over.
Oh, I'm sure you can. What is the front made out of? Like, those extra shit built on it? I mean, it looks like it's made of cardboard or something.
It has like a LeBron on it.
Fucking paper mache.
A paper mache Batmobile.
Are those lights?
No, I think these stickers, like...
No, that's the fucking pieces of newspaper they forgot it to paint.
Oh, this thing is just...
Is this the new worst Batmobile of the week on the show?
Yeah, dude.
I think that even roof... the Beetle was better than this.
Roof looks like it's made of spray-painted PVC tubes.
You can see the grain on the plywood fins.
Right?
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
Each one has the grain going different ways as well.
Man, I love that they put it on and they're like, oh shit, the gas. The gas door is right there. So they cut a hole in it and put is that a wooden door up on there? Or what?
But the grain, like Randy said, the grain's horizontal on one and vertical on the other one. Christ.
Just automatically pull this thing over and like, please step out. We're going to have to search this car.
There has to be some crack residue in this.
There has to be some like immigrant children in the trunk or something.
Oh, it's a grand.
I wish I knew what that front was made of, though. That like extra part they added on. You can see where it's like a different color than the car. Oh, it's so bad in every way.
They just wrapped it in a fucking a towel and painted over it.
I just don't know.
Is that plexiglass? Is that what it is?
The windshield?
Yeah.
It's gotta be. I mean, I just don't know why you'd fuck with the roof. You're probably right, though. Yeah, it had some damage or something like that.
Probably a rollover or something. Like, you know what? We're gonna turn this into a Batmobile. It'll be a prop or something.
I love the mirror on the side is just fucking like hanging there.
It only has one mirror. On the other side, there is no mirror.
That's all you need.
Yeah, there's a lot of econ cars out there back in the day. I mean, maybe now you have to have a mirror, but there's a lot that only had the one mirror. They didn't have a passenger mirror. Talk about cutting corners, man. Holy fuck.
I'm gonna hand this over to our resident Batman expert of the week. What do you say, Randy?
Dude, what do you think? I'm curious to get your opinion.
Being a lover,
I'm not a, so far I'm not a fan of Jerry.
I am.
I love him.
This is fucking hilarious. It is. But this is probably the fucking worst, absolute fucking worst mod I've ever seen on a car.
No, mod? Like, I don't think you can call this a mod.
I love the plywood fins, man. And they didn't even bother to put, like, two coats of spray paint on it.
Oh my god, I feel like they did the whole car with one can.
Just like running out by the end. Fuck it.
Just keep shaking. Whatever. Oh, that's so bad. That is shit. I'm giving it a shit. But this is the funniest shit I've seen in a while. For when it comes to a Batmobile.
This motherfucker rolls over, you are dead. You're just beheaded.
If you're willing to drive this thing, fucking good.
I'm actually surprised this thing doesn't just completely fall apart, because you've removed all the pillars, A, B, and C pillars.
Do you have to crawl under that fucking, I don't know, is it a 2x4 to get in the fucking car?
Yeah, I bet you do.
A, B, and C pillars, it's chopped and sectioned. It's modded.
It's modded, dude. It's like, oh yeah, my brother has all kinds of custom work, dude. Way cheaper than, you know, the other places.
This is what happens when they say, I know a guy.
Yeah. This is, I know a guy, the car, or I know somebody who'll do it for cheaper.
Yeah, I know somebody who can do it for cheaper, and that's exactly the kind of work they get.
No, it's shit. Fucking abysmal, but you're the man, Jerry. Thank you for that. Yeah,
good on that one, Jerry.
You got some more shit, Bat?
Shit, I mean,
I do, but...
He's just demoralized. He's just like, I'm done with this show.
I'm done, yeah.
The Batmobile took it all out of me.
I don't want to do this show anymore. I can tell you, while Randy's getting his ready, I am planning a Halloween episode of this show coming up. So, around Halloween... we will have a Halloween-inspired show. I've got a bunch of shit ready for it, so you guys can find some too. But around Halloween, we'll have a Halloween episode.
That sounds good. Yeah, definitely.
I love Halloween. So I'm gonna give you guys here my submission for PT of the week.
Oh boy.
Oh my god, is this a PT hearse?
No, I don't think it's a hearse. It's just like them trying to class it up.
Class it up.
I feel like this PT cruiser says foo.
It's like the this pulls up next to you, and instead of asking for Grey Poupon, they ask if you have, pardon me, do you have any Miracle Whip?
all this PT cruiser needs is some Daytons. That's all I'm gonna say.
The rims are rims are bad. It would be better with Daytons.
I'm digging the white walls though.
Oh my god. Why do the PTs gotta do this to me?
Oh my god. You know, you think this person wears driving gloves? I bet they do.
And a Kangol hat.
Angle hat.
I just like envision some real British gentleman driving this car for some reason.
See, I for me this looks like a lowrider.
Oh yeah, I mean, I guess.
I don't think it's any lower than they normally are.
Yeah, but I mean, it has like I'm about to be a lowrider kind of type thing going on, and I don't hate that.
I would like this more if they went for the panel version. You know, took the door handle off and covered the window and shit like that. But I really don't know What?
I don't hate this. What's with the strips on the back? It's like the old cars in the olden days. They had like those things to hold the actual luggage,
right?
The straps. But that's not for that at all.
Why though?
I'm ashamed that I like this. Like I'm losing all credibility right now. It's just it's all gone out the door.
And of course, it's just like gold, and I don't know. That is something else, man. I don't know what to say about that.
I, for one, actually like it.
I do. That's what I'm saying. Like, I like it. I don't want to say it. Like, this is like, I want to keep this hush hush that I like this.
I'm curious of the. I'm just curious of the person who did this.
I want to see the front end. Like, if I was to see the front end, that would make me decide. Like, okay, this is this tits or this shits. So far.
Well, they're hiding that ugly ass fucking grill that I'm assuming it has on it.
Yeah, from this picture. I'm going to give this a tits.
Wow. Whoa.
What are you feeling, Jim?
I got to go shits, dude. I really do have to go shits.
I'm surprised Jim gave it a shits.
I see what they're trying to do here, but why this car? Why a PT Cruiser? It's a PT Cruiser has... If anything, hot rod inspired looks, not like the looks of, you know, 40s, European luxury cars.
I don't know. I feel like it definitely fits that category.
I think this is a lit hit.
You think this person has a chauffeur?
Maybe. I don't know.
They're probably too old to drive it, so probably.
You see this thing somewhere right now. This thing is somewhere in a fucking in the passing lane with the signal light blinker on for fucking miles.
Driving 20 under.
Oh yeah, it's going at 20 miles under the speed limit in the passing lane with the blinker on.
Oh, now I know what those straps are for in the back for the walker.
For the fucking mobility scooter.
I wonder why the tires don't have tennis balls on them. I like it.
There's probably a tennis ball hanging in the garage from the ceiling, you know, so they know how far to pull up.
Oh, definitely.
My grandfather had one of those.
Ingenious. Parking sensors before parking sensors.
You're fucking right, dude. Get it all the way up there and then hang that ball right above your windshield, right touching it, and then good to go. Oh, Randy, you're the deciding vote on this.
I'm not really a fan of that symbol on the side because... Obviously, it doesn't look like a hearse to me, but I fucking like it, dude. It's tits.
Oh.
Pushing it through.
There we go.
Shit, man. I am really surprised. I am really surprised, boys.
Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose.
Yeah. Well, that's something else. Let's see. I got this one's an interesting one for you. I did not join them. Sorry. This is a crazy... Oh, I didn't even fucking get these ones prepped. My bad. Anyway, this is a mini truck with just nothing. The motor's in the back, I guess. Is that the motor in the back? It sure looks like it.
It doesn't look functional, though.
It's not functional, but I like the idea.
It looks pretty rad.
I like those wheels. This is going to be a drift truck for certain.
What is going on with the motor in the back?
Weight distribution?
Maybe, yeah.
It's interesting, isn't it?
It's a four-cylinder.
Well, yeah, I imagine. I mean, it could be hooked up right to those rear wheels, dude.
Yeah.
That is possible.
I don't believe that they have one back there just for the sake of it. It's got to be that motor goes directly to those fucking tires.
Or it looks like some kind of like indie truck car thing.
Yeah.
I want to see more pictures of that.
Yeah, there's a lot more pictures that you didn't get, Jim.
Oh, have you seen this before?
Well, it had like the little dots indicate that there's more more pictures.
Yeah, there were. I guess I should have got more pictures.
Where there, we have I have a lot more questions than answers right now.
Yeah, I guess I dropped the ball on that. But yeah, it's kind of cool.
It's like half a truck, but it's still fucking probably cooler than anything we've put on this episode today.
Fucking cooler than that Batmobile, I tell you what.
I tell you what.
For the idea, I'm going to give it a shit. I mean, tits. Tits. For the
there
idea.
There you go.
The
there
wheels. Maybe it's just those wheels that I like. But for the idea, it's a tits. I want to see this finished.
There you go. There's some crop versions. Yeah, I think, I mean, I think it is finished.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. I think it's done.
Yeah, this is. I think this is a finished product. This is it.
I don't think that's done.
Sure it is.
I mean, there's nothing connected. There's no radiator. There's no anything.
Could be under the hood. Looks like there's still some shit there.
There's nothing running to the engine. Like, no lines or anything like that. Whatever. Yeah,
it's super weird, right? I don't know.
I don't know. I think that's the motor's just back there for...
Like, I know the motor's back there for weight distribution, but I don't think this is functional.
Well, we're going to have to do some research and... And,
I don't
come
see
back
a drive shaft, so if the motor is in the front, it's
no, the
front
motor's
drive.
Not in the front. It's in the rear for sure, but I'm trying to see where the radiator lines and everything. I don't see anything. It's too clean. That engine
could have ran them through the pipes.
That too, but no, I don't think. Okay, this is gonna we're gonna agree to disagree on this, but I still think it's a tits.
It's definitely interesting. You can go to Instagram if you are so inclined. I'm there right now. Did you have a picture of the rear? Maybe you can add some of these pictures. I mean, that appears to be a transmission back there.
I think it's probably like something MR related.
Yeah, there's a transmission there. I don't know about a. Necessarily about a kind of cooling or anything, but here, let me send you the additional.
It's fucking air cooled, bud.
Let me send you the additional photos.
Oh my god, do you see those NSXs in the back?
Yeah. So there you go. You can kind of see more of it there. What's sticking out of the back? Is that the transmission?
Yeah, that's a transmission, but
you can see all the shit going on inside of the tire back there. I have no idea, man. And then I guess those brackets are for a spoiler that's not attached currently. Yeah, it is a weird fucking vehicle, man. But I like how it looks, so I'm gonna go tits.
Yeah, these guys have I'm gonna give these people a follow. If you wanna follow them too, it's Parboiling.
Yeah, Parboiling on Instagram. They got a lot of cool shit on there, so they probably got some other stuff we'll steal for the future. So
for sure.
But yeah. So who else did everyone vote on this?
I didn't, but I'm gonna agree with you guys. It's pretty fucking tits.
Yeah, there it is. Who else? You guys got shit still? I guess there's still a Fiero of the Week somewhere out there.
Oh yeah, somebody said they had a Fiero.
I did. Would you like to see it?
Yeah, we're getting pretty close to quitting time.
You've given us so many Fieros, and none of them have been gone over as tits yet, have they?
I know mine did.
Well, not for you guys.
Oh, boy.
It's a rebody kit that makes it fucking not four-wheel, but it lifts it. Completely changes the whole look.
Why
of the
is it called the jalapeno?
That's the mod.
Jalapeno mod.
Yes, sir.
This looks like something out of GTA. I'm not going to lie.
We got a website back there.
Yep.
They actually make it four-wheel drive?
That, I don't know. They use a stock motor. I think all they do is just lift it, put bigger wheels on it, change the body.
Now the jalapeno makes sense. Because it's spicy and it catches fire.
Yeah. Dude. Off-road Fiero. They could have painted it a cooler color.
Yeah. But I'm not mad at it.
Sounds promising.
That's promising. I like the wheels too.
So they sell this kit. I wonder how many of these they've sold.
One, and it's white.
One, and you're looking at it.
You're looking across the yellow one as well.
I wonder if the guy who drives this, his name is Carlos Spicy Wiener.
When do you get rid of that black piece of trim on the door?
No.
Ideally. No.
Or make it flow through the whole thing.
Yeah, or that.
Or go to the trouble of matching the paint, because that looks like two different shades of the same color.
That's probably just the angle of the sun.
But even on the other picture, it doesn't look quite right.
Metal versus fiberglass?
Probably.
Oh, that
door
be.
Is really the only piece that still like looks like a Fiero.
Yeah.
It went from Jeep to Fiero to something.
Did you see how much this costs or what?
I think the kit in total, without like buying wheels, it's basically just spacers and shit, it was like less than $5,000.
Is that first letter an F?
In Fiero, yeah.
No, before Fiero. What is the word before Fiero?
Pisa. Oh.
It's PisaFieroHQ.com.
Yeah. Let's take a look. Oh, boy.
It's Fiero HQ. It says it's lifted 2 inches in the front, and the cradle lifted 2.5 inches.
They got the... I like that all their names are Espanol. You see the names here?
They have different names?
They've got the Artero, the Jalapeno, the Scorpion.
Why are you gonna say it like that? The Scorpion.
Because it's awesome. It's like on Suplex City Limits, there was this is a ladder match in Mexico, and I thought it was the coolest, the Escalada de la Muerte.
That makes it sound so much better.
It does.
La Escalera de la Muerte.
It's because it's exotic.
Yeah.
Dude, this yellow one looks good. Do you see that yellow one? I'm gonna post a picture of that one.
The Pisa Jalapeno is the first Fiero-based off-road kit, prototyped and engineered by Arizona Prototype.
The Jalapeno.
It takes approximately 200 hours.
Approximately.
So it's not really a weekend thing, you know?
It's like, I'm going to need to take like a month off my job to do this.
Like, how many, I mean, like, are you making money on this shit, dude? You know, like, how many people are buying these things?
No, Jim. Making four-wheel drive Fieros is his passion.
Fiberglass kit with front hinge, $2,750. Metal accessories, $1,100.
It's not four-wheel drive. It's just lifted.
Yeah, lift kit, $1,000. So you're looking, yeah, $5,000-$6,000. Oh boy. Ooh, dude. Well, let's save some of these other body styles, other kits for the future.
Yeah, save them for the future, because I posted that yellow one, and I like that one.
That's the same one, just with a different bar on the front.
Yeah, different wheels.
I mean,
it's a spicy jalapeno.
That one's very spicy.
It's a spicy jalapeno, Jim. I'm going to give those two a tits.
Yeah. Yeah.
Spicy tits.
Yeah. Jalapeno. I'll do a tits too, man. I like it.
Holy shit. I found a Fiero that you guys actually liked.
Yeah.
You did it.
Pushing it through. Yeah. Triple tits.
It took you four episodes, but god damn it, you did it.
Mm-hmm. Here you go. Should we call her there for the day?
I think we should call her a day with that win. The spicy jalapeno Fiero.
Awesome. All right. Well, there you go. That's another one in the books. We thank you guys very much for listening and, you know, for all the feedback and everything like that. You can send us your rides or your friends' rides if you want us to clown on them. You can send them a link and, you know, hear us talk shit on their hot shit car.
Yeah, and Jim will send you a PM with a timestamp.
And if you don't reply, we'll call you out.
Yeah. Exactly. So you can send those over on Twitter. You can follow also for information on the show at the Cell Podcast. Cell, check engine light. You get it. You're a smart bunch. Or they can email them over at what, Randy?
The Check Engine Light Podcast at gmail.com.
There you go. Yeah, so if you're listening, you can watch this on YouTube with all the visuals. If you're on YouTube, you can listen to it on the Suplex City Limits channel. So check them out. Do we have anything else to add before we depart, boys?
I don't have that anything to this. I want to get back to watching The Boys. Almost done with season one.
It's like the best show.
Great soundtrack. Great soundtrack on that show.
Fuck yeah, dude. Randy needs to watch The Boys.
Yeah, we're getting there.
Come on, boys.
Yeah. Well, that is going to do it for us. Until next time, I still don't have a fucking end thing.
Bye.
Bye.